In this bulletin, asylum seeker families reportedly being flown from Nauru to Adelaide. Donald Trump visits mourners in the city of Pittsburgh. And in AFL, West Coast and Port Adelaide take part in next year's Good Friday doubleheader. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. There are reports asylum seeker families are being quietly flown from Australia's offshore processing centre on Nauru to Adelaide. Nauru Airlines doesn't fly commercially to Adelaide, but its planes have been seen at the airport. The Adelaide Advertiser is reporting up to seven families have been transferred in the past 2 weeks. Defence Minister Christopher Pyne has told Adelaide radio station 5AA he's not aware of the specific details.
But I know that we, of course, are making sure that particularly children who've suffering from health issues are being removed from Nauru back to Australia for to be looked after from a health perspective. Now, I don't know if that's to Adelaide. I haven't made those inquiries. I've only seen that story myself this morning. But if that's the case, well, I think most people would welcome that outcome.
SBS News has contacted the Department of Home Affairs for more information, including on whether the families are only in Australia for temporary medical treatment. United States President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump have visited the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, where a gunman killed 11 people. The pair lit candles for each of the victims and are expected to meet with first responders and community leaders later in the day. Protesters are opposing the president's visit, saying he should stay away while people mourn. Thousands have travelled from around the US to attend the first of the funerals for the victims. President of Jewish Family and Community Services of Pittsburgh, Jordan Golan, says the community is still grappling with what happened.
Our community was targeted and will be forever changed by the events on Saturday. We mourn the victims of the tragedy in our community. We also pray for healing for those who were injured and for all those among us whose pain is beyond measure. Our thoughts and prayers continue to be with the congregation of Tree of Life Orli Simcha, Dor Hadash, and New Light, and all those affected by this senseless act of violence.
Donald Trump has revealed plans to end the birthright to U.S. citizenship. In an interview with HBO, Mr. Trump says he plans to sign an executive order to end citizenship rights for unauthorized immigrants born in the U.S. The U.S. president says the United States is in a unique position in offering citizenship to children born on U.S. soil. In his interview, he called the benefit ridiculous and says it has to end.
You can definitely do it with an act of Congress, but now they're saying I can do it just with an executive order. Now, how ridiculous. We're the only country in the world where a person comes in, has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States for 85 years with all of those benefits. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it has to end.
Midterm elections are due in less than a week. Australia has officially joined a massive trade deal that the federal government says will deliver a windfall to farmers and business. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has confirmed Australia has ratified the Trans-Pacific Partnership, making it the sixth country to do so. Legislation for the deal cleared Parliament earlier this month, with the TPP set to come into effect on December 30. To AFL and reigning premiers West Coast will face Port Adelaide next year as part of a Good Friday doubleheader. The AFL has added a second marquee match for the public holiday on April 19 to follow the third annual clash in Melbourne. Port Adelaide has confirmed it will travel to Perth for the match, despite the AFL delaying the release of the full 2019 fixture until tomorrow. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth mostly sunny, 24 degrees. Adelaide also sunny and 33. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 21. More cloud in Hobart, 18. Sunny for Canberra, 31 degrees. Wollongong much the same and 24. Sydney mostly sunny, 25. Newcastle similar conditions, 29. Brisbane mostly sunny, 29. Cairns partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin also cloudy and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett and this is SBS News.